The first coach in the teleconference is Michigan's Brady Hoke. The Wolverines are 3-3 in conference, 7-3 overall, and play at Iowa on Saturday, an 11 a.m. game to appear on the Big Ten Network. And in conference news, kicker Brendan Gibbons was named the Big Ten Special Teams Player of the Week. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks, Scott. You know, it's a lot of resiliency by our kids. Was a hard-fought game by two football teams who competed, and it was obviously good to win, but we get back to work, obviously, with Iowa, and they're a very good football team, balanced team offensively, run the ball well. It's been a trademark. You know, three really good football players when you look at their backs, their offensive line, three tight ends. Linebackers are very active. All of them are seniors. Only have allowed four rushing touchdowns and all year, and it would be a physical football game.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Let's go to questions.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Jonathan Schott with Spartan Nation.
Hey, Coach, wanted to ask you about that field goal scenario at the end of regulation Saturday. Is that something you guys ever practice, a fast field goal type thing? Is that something that gets a look in the spring or at different practice times during the year?
Well, no, we practice it very intently during fall camp, and then during the week it's part of a script that we like to move the field with on Fridays, you know, and we'll either do it once or twice each Friday. You know, I don't think you can get enough of it. You never know when the opportunity is going to be there, and I really was pleased to see how our kids and our coaches put everything together, and obviously that hard work paid off.
And, Coach, when you look at Iowa and their quarterback, Jake Rudock, what do you make of his development this year, and what have you seen him come about it and improve his first year under center?
Number one, I think you know, mechanically, from techniques of playing the position, his footwork and everything, he's as good as anybody in the conference. And, you know, it shows. He'll move up in the pocket. He'll go through his reads, and if he doesn't like it, he'll find the check down, which I think he does very, very well. He has a nice spin on his ball, can make all the throws. He's done a good job at the line of scrimmage, getting him into the right runs, to pay on techniques and what you show them. And so we think he's done a really nice job of you know, developing, obviously, but he's really, really a guy that does a nice job handling their football team.
Your next question comes from the line of Scott Dotterman with Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Yeah, Brady, I'd wanted to know an update on the status of Fitz Toussaint and whether or not he'll be able to play on Saturday.
Yeah, he'll be fine, you know, and he could have played last Saturday. A lot of that had to do with he didn't get as much practice time as we'd like him to have. And so, yeah, he's healthy.
And you like to brave the elements as much as your players do, but this Saturday it's supposed to be right around 20 degrees at kickoff. Are you planning on putting on a jacket this week?
Well, we'll see how it goes. You know, I think if I was probably a smart guy, I probably would. But we'll just see how it goes.
All right. Thanks, Brady.
You're welcome.
Your next question comes from Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Brady, when you passed up the game-time field goal down there on when you were, you know, inside the five at Northwestern, any more complicated than you just thought you needed a touchdown there?
Well, number one, we were playing very good defense. We had the wind. They would have to punt and figured we'd get the ball back. You know, we had two timeouts to work with, and the other part of it, Teddy, yeah, we wanted to go win the game then.
All right. Thank you.
Your next question comes in line of Bill Landis with Cleveland.com.
Hey, Brady, could you assess the progress that Jake Ryan's made over the last couple of weeks and where you think he's at right now?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, Jake continues, you know, to feel probably more comfortable. You know, you know, the more snaps, the more different types of surfaces, the impacts that he's taken, and all those things. I think every day he probably feels more comfortable. I mean, he doesn't ever say anything about, you know, his knee sore, he's stiff or whatever in that way. So I think, you know, we're excited about his progress and how he's been playing for us.
And what does it mean to you guys to have him back on the field, not only from a football standpoint, but from a leadership standpoint as well?
Oh, yeah, you know, he was voted by, you know, his teammates as a captain. And, you know, he was the only junior captain on that list, and you know, or for our team. So I think that speaks volumes because he went out in the spring ball in the first week. I think it speaks volumes to the work ethic that he did in the rehabilitation and the team that, watching him and the team knowing his leadership. And, you know, I think that really he's done a really great job for us.
Thanks, Brady.
Yeah.
Your next question comes from the line of Lori Smith with 97.1 The Fan.
Coach, you talk about Iowa's toughness. I wonder how it is a trait like that works its way into a team's DNA. Is it just a coach recruiting a certain mold of player, fan base comes to demand it, tradition snowballs? How is it that happens?
Well, I think it's a combination of a lot of things. You know, obviously, Coach Ferentz is being an offensive line coach, he knows something about it, and that's part of it. I think what they do in the off season has to be part of it. I think how they go about what they want to do as an offense is a big part of it, and you know that's just how they've all, you know, as far as I can remember, that's the kind of football team you're going to play.
And what kind of characteristics do you want to be intrinsically linked to your team then, Coach?
Same. I mean, we want to do the same thing. We want to be able to run the football. We want to be able to defensively do a good job versus the rush. And I think we're making some strides. Progress is it exactly where we want to be? No. But you know, that's the same traits that we'd like to have.
Thank you, sir.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Andy Kappas of MadTownBadgers.com.
Yeah, Coach, my question is, you know, when you look at Iowa's defense and their linebackers, what in particular do they do well that, you know, makes them so impressive to you?
Besides the athleticism, I think they're very smart football players. I think the front does a nice job of frictioning a line of scrimmage, keeping them pretty clean so that they can flow to the football. But, you know, you can flow to the football and go the wrong way, but I think their intelligence and their dissecting of an offense and of plays is really, really that stands out. And, you know, they don't ask them to do a whole lot when you look at, you know, different defenses, and you know they're bringing a little more pressure than they have in the past this year, it seems like. But at the same time, you know, they're locked into their scheme and they believe in it.
Thank you, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Coach, we appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Thanks.